Joining me live over the phone is State Senator Fred Baldwin from Senate District 14. Good morning, Senator. How are you doing today?
Doing really well, Duke. I hope everything's good up on your end of the county.
So far, so good right now. You got, what, one more day, just over 24 hours before everything breaks loose, I take it, huh?
Well, legislative-wise, yes. Weather-wise, who knows?
Legislative-wise, absolutely. So session opens tomorrow, so I appreciate you taking some time to give us a preview of the session and maybe what you're looking ahead to and what we can expect. First off, Senator, let's just talk about how the session's going to look with COVID. And I'm sure a lot of things will be different than what they normally are. What are your expectations when things roll out in Cheyenne?
You know, I have my notes here in front of me. Even with notes, it's a bit confusing. You're right. We do convene tomorrow at noon. We'll hear the governor's state of the state address and that general stuff that we do every year. The difference will be that this year's in Zoom rather than in person. Secondly, we'll get committee bills. The committee's been working hard all the interim. We'll get the important bills that were done in committees introduced tomorrow so the committees can start working those. Then we will adjourn at the end of the day tomorrow. And on January 27th, we'll reconvene again by Zoom. See, Zoom even has me talking funny. We'll reconvene. We're going to then work those committee bills that have been back to committee and try to get those passed through the House of Origin. And we'll be there until February 5th when we will adjourn again. And then, and during the week of February 22nd, we'll do some more committee work. And we'll come back into session in person, if all goes well and the matrix works well, come back to work in person in Cheyenne to do the budget, among the most important things, and all those other bills that have been through committee. And we'll be in session until April 2nd. That's the schedule as it lays out now. That's all subject to change, but we're all hopeful that that won't change now and that the pandemic will ease up some and will let us get our work done.
Wow, so April 2nd, that's normally quite a bit longer than it usually is.
That's about 3 or 4 weeks longer than usual, but that's better than what we were looking at. We were looking to perhaps have to go into May and June, so this is a better schedule than we were working at. We got to get our 40 days in, so this is better. It's not the best. It's not optimal, but nothing is optimal in the pandemic.
Right. Senator Fred Baldwin joining us this morning. So I really like the reconsume word. I think we just need to keep using that. So are most legislators going to be joining in remotely? How much work will actually be happening in person at the Capitol building?
You know, and I don't know the numbers. Some of the leadership, Senator Dockstader may know those numbers, but the latest I've heard is about a third of the legislators may actually be in Cheyenne. Nonetheless, those that are in Cheyenne, it'll still be done via Zoom, so they will all be actively on their computers, because there will be a lot of the legislators won't be in Cheyenne until that March 1st date. So most of this is going to be done by Zoom, but there will be legislators who prefer to be actually in Cheyenne. But as far as committee things, committee work, that'll all be done via Zoom. Rather than in person, but March 1st will be the actual in person. There will likely be an option for those that are either uncomfortable or unable to be in person that they can actually do it remotely somehow. That has yet to be worked out entirely. But that's the in person time will be March 1st.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us this morning with a preview of the 2021 legislative session begins at noon tomorrow. Senator, you mentioned that some of the first bills that will be introduced will be the ones that have been worked on in committee. So let's talk about some of those bills, whether coming out of committees that you're on or other ones that you've heard of. What are you seeing as maybe some of the first bills to be introduced tomorrow?
You know, a lot of the interim work has been to do with the CARES Act or with the COVID funding came down from the federal government. So a lot of the bills that we're going to hear that come out of committees have a lot to do with the CARES Act, appropriation of that CARES money, and adjusting things. As far as the committees I'm on labor and health. Actually, I'm the new chair of labor and health. We have four bills coming out that have to do with mental health and addiction specialties. Part of those have to do with the CARES funding and being able to apply that funding, changing some sunset dates on programs, be able to put money into programs in community health and in rural health programs. Otherwise, there's a few tax bills, but very few tax bills. That's a difficult subject any year in the Wyoming legislature. The biggest issue is our budget. the budget being not in a good way, and that's putting it mildly and putting it kindly. We have a great deal of work to do as far as budget, and the elephant in that room is the education budget, which is enormous. But we need to find a way to bring that cost under control or find new revenue for the state, which has proved very difficult.
Senator Fred Baldwin, again this morning, joining us for the weekday wake up. Senator, we appreciate your time. We look forward to talking with you on a weekly basis as the session progresses and getting some updates on how things are going. Anything else you wanted to mention this morning as we look ahead to things starting tomorrow?
No, I think if anybody can do a snow dance, I know at least here in Western Wyoming, we could use some snow. It's not very deep right now. We could use some more. But other than that, be well, stay safe. You know, the COVID shots are out there now. My wife and I got our first immunization shots. Made my arm hurt a lot, but it makes me feel good that we're doing something, maybe to bring this pandemic to an end. So that's my biggest word, is stay well and stay healthy, and let's get past this mess.
Senator Fred Baldwin, Senate District 14, live this morning with the session starting tomorrow. We'll hear from him on a weekly basis as the session progresses. We'll also touch base with those in our local House representatives as well on a weekly basis. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning live on the SVI Radio Network.